This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the other leading candidates in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, job one is to slow down or trip up the frontrunner, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Retired General Wesley Clark, Senator John Edwards, and former Governor Howard Dean are looking for Kerry's vulnerabilities. Andrew Miga is the Washington bureau chief for the Boston Herald, and he's covered Senator Kerry for nearly 15 years. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What are Edwards, Dean, and Clark trying to use against Senator Kerry?
Well, I think so far this year, Kerry has shot to the front of the pack based on two factors, his electability and his experience. If you look at the exit polls, clearly beating President Bush is a priority for a lot of Democrats, and that has certainly been his strength. Now, as the primaries turn, we see John Edwards might be opening something of a compassion gap with Kerry. South Carolina this week, where Edwards won, exit polls suggested that among voters who cared, who wanted a candidate who cared about people like me, Edwards just trounced Kerry by a 3-to-1 margin.
The warmth factor.
A warmth factor. And you know, of course, that Kerry over the years has battled perceptions that he's aloof, yeah, patrician, son of a very wealthy family. So I know a lot of strategists are looking at this and wondering if there might be an opening for somebody like Edwards, who has really run a very positive, values-driven campaign, talks about two Americas, rich and poor, and on some level at least seems to be striking a chord.
The money thing. You know, Kerry's married to an heiress.
Kerry's married to an heiress, and people like to look at their president, particularly in this economy, and say, here's a guy who understands my problems. And, you know, Kerry may find that kicking up as we head into some of these next few primaries.
Well, John Edwards got a boost in the electability factor, didn't he?
He did. Winning South Carolina and coming close in Oklahoma allows him to go elsewhere in the country and say, look, I was able to win in the South. I have a broad message. I can win in places where John Kerry might not be able to.
Yeah. Republicans are also gearing up to run against Kerry. What are they likely to use against him?
Well, I think if you walked into the Republican National Committee Opposition Research Headquarters, there's probably a book that's about the size of the Manhattan phone book with some of Kerry's Senate votes. Kerry's been in the Senate 20 years. He's probably cast something like 6,000 votes. And they'll be using sort of a traditional template, going after Kerry as a Northeast liberal, too soft on crime, too soft on defense. They'll bring up the fact that Kerry has voted virtually in lockstep with Senator Kennedy over the years. One interesting vote that has been mentioned just this past week by Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie was Kerry was one of just 14 senators to vote against the Defense of Marriage Act that former President Bill Clinton signed into law in 96. I think that's probably likely to loom fairly large, particularly in light of the Massachusetts Supreme Court decision opening the door to same-sex marriages.
Here's another one. The AP is reporting Kerry intervened in 2000, blocking legislation that would have closed a loophole allowing a major insurer to divert millions of dollars from Boston's Big Dig construction project. Kerry's alleged to have received big payoffs as a result in the form of contributions for his campaign.
We're likely to hear a drumbeat of these kinds of stories regarding Kerry and special interests. He's been in the Senate a long time. He's raised a lot of money from a lot of very powerful people, and he's walked a fine line between accepting the money and doing favors for folks. This particular story, though, I think to be fair to Kerry, the entire Massachusetts congressional delegation was backing this, and I think it was more about protecting money for the Big Dig than it was to help AIG Insurance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andrew Miga is the Washington bureau chief for the Boston Herald. Political columns by NPR senior correspondents and editors are at npr.org.